the words of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen. Amen.
The sermon for today, Easter Day, I'm calling Christ Has Risen from the Dead, is by Archbishop John T. Calhoun, Jr. And he starts off talking about himself. I want to retain my credentials as a Bible-based Orthodox bishop today. So following the requirements of the book of Acts, chapter 1, I proclaim to you that Jesus Christ, who was dead on Friday, is alive in a body on Sunday. Christ is risen from the dead. If you are baptized into his body, and if you believe that he died on Friday to forgive your sins, then you will rise from the dead too. You don't need to be afraid to die. Jesus has solved the problem of death by rising from his tomb. Jesus' resurrection has two obvious reference points. The first is the rebirth of nature in springtime. Rabbits, eggs, new clothing, and lilies all tie the resurrection of Jesus to the new life God gives nature in spring. At least, that idea works here in the Northern Hemisphere. Our processional hymn this morning makes the point perfectly. Earth, her joy confesses, clothing her for spring. All fresh gifts return to her with her returning king. Bloom in every meadow, leaves on every bough, speak his sorrow ended. Hail his triumph now. The resurrection of Jesus is not to talk about spring. Spring is a way to talk about the resurrection of Jesus. The second reference point is the Passover and Exodus. The event about 3,300 years ago in which God freed his people Israel from their bondage in Egypt. In the Exodus, God freed Israel from slavery to Pharaoh. In the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, God frees us from slavery to sin and death. God made Israel pass through the waters of the Red Sea to make their escape. God takes us through the waters of baptism to make our escape. Our Easter hymns make this point also. God hath brought his Israel into joy from sadness, loosed from Pharaoh's bitter yoke, Jacob's sons and daughters, led them with unmoistened foot through the Red Sea waters. 'Tis the spring of souls today. Christ hath burst his prison. The resurrection of Jesus means that in the end, if you stick with God, everything is going to turn out right. Our problems in this world are because of our sin. The long-range consequence of our sin is that we die. The resurrection of Jesus proves that God is stronger than sin and God is stronger than death. So, as St. Paul puts it, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, when Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. If you want to rise with Christ even while you are still alive, then keep your eyes on him sitting down next to God, where everything is just fine. Since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. And now unto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost be ascribed as the most justly due, all might, power, majesty, dominion, and glory, now and forever.
Amen.
I promise you it'll be a short sermon.